The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 370.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who discover their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yapchan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is an IT developer and also a part-time photographer, so I'm really excited to have her on to share her story with us on self-confidence. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Karen Lau. Karen, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I'm an IT developer full-time. I've been in the job field for about 6 years. And right after college, I guess when I was getting my career started, I also got into photography. So I made time to do that and improve my skills, and now I do that part-time.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Karen, what's your cultural background?
I'm Chinese.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I have one that says, "Nothing holds you back more than your own insecurities." So I think it all starts with you. Confidence starts with you. And I've also read another quote where it says, "People don't notice you as much as you notice yourself." And I didn't see it as a negative way, but more as in, you probably shouldn't overthink what other people think of you. And once you start letting that go, letting other people's perceptions go, then you gain more self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that quote. And it's so true, right? You know, we're so prone to like worry about what other people think of us, but half the time they're not even thinking about us. They're more worried about their own problems. So I like that you mentioned that, and also the first quote that you mentioned, because it's true, our insecurities hold us back so much, right? I've been guilty of it. I'm sure you have too. And we just have to realize like we are more than enough to go out there and do amazing things. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think it's having the courage to do what you want or be who you want to be without fearing judgment. So yeah, that really ties back to, you know, nothing holding you back more than your own insecurities. Just have the courage to pursue.
I like that. And I like how you mentioned having the courage to pursue, because I think a lot of people are scared to do that, right? Just even to pursue something. You know, we have our parents who tell us to follow a certain route, and, you know, we have society telling us, like, you can't do this or do that. Especially as a woman, it's like, it's not proper for a woman to do this, or it's not proper for a woman to do that. But, I mean, those are just people's perception, and you know, it doesn't mean that what they're saying is right or wrong. In the end, it's up to you to realize, like, what is it that you want in life and what is it that you love to do? And, you know, how can you do that and live your life at the same time? So I really love that you mentioned that. And Karen, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Oh, I was super quiet, super shy. I'm still pretty quiet, but for other reasons. But back then, I was quiet because I was afraid if I had an opinion and I voiced it, I would be ridiculed or I wouldn't fit in.
I think that's something that we all can relate to, right? Especially when it comes to like raising your hand in school and saying the wrong answer. You know, kids laugh at you and they think you're, you know, then you have those insecurities like, oh, they must think I'm dumb because I didn't know the answer. But, you know, it's just even raising your hand up is enough courage to go out there and just have the courage and confidence to be wrong and just learn from your mistakes. And I think it's just, We feel like a mistake is like something that's so bad, like it's the end of the world, not realizing it could be something good to help us become the person that we are. And what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you can be the person that you are today, have the courage to pursue the things that you wanted? What was that aha moment?
For me, it was in college. I joined a sorority. I debated really long and hard about it because there's a lot of stigma against sororities and fraternities, but it was actually a really good experience. It was like having 100 sisters telling me you can do this or you can do that, and that my interests do matter, that I'm an individual who has, you know, the power to do something. So it was a lot of encouragement from a close community.
I think that's great, especially, you know, sometimes we feel like we're all alone, right? We feel like there's no one out there who can support us. And when we can have a group, a great group of people who can tell us, you know, you can do it. Even, you know, especially when you have bad days, right? You just, there's someone there who believes in you and tells you, you know, get back up, keep going because you're worth it. You know, you go out there and do the things that you love, and we're here to support you, whether you make a mistake, whether you do something great, like, we have your back. And it's really important to have that, especially nowadays where we feel like we just don't know if there's anyone out there who can help us or just be as a support system. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
Now, I've done so many things that I wouldn't have if I was still insecure. I started my photography as a side business. I know a lot of people are frozen with fear on what if I fail, what if I can't do it, but having the confidence really helped me promote myself and find the courage to experiment and try new things and even post my photography when I wasn't too confident in it. I knew I was learning still. Also, I go out there and put myself into more social events, and that's how I make new connections for businesses and have found a lot of new friend circles.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, like, you know, you started something that you love, even if you were scared. You know, I think a lot of people forget we all start from the bottom, right? I also have a friend who's a photographer, and, you know, she had no skills. She didn't know what to do. All she had was an iPhone and just started taking pictures. And eventually it led her to more opportunities now, you know, taking pictures for big names in, you know, certain industries. And it just starts with, like you mentioned, having the courage to pursue, take that action, and you keep learning and figuring things out along the way, and, you know, things will start happening for you. So I'm really great that you did start that. And, you know, for the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I think she should surround herself with ambitious people who will lift her up. Find someone who exemplifies self-confidence and take notes on, you know, why is that person so confident in your eyes? And you can always emulate or have a role model to look after.
Thanks for sharing that. That's a great tip. I always believe who you surround yourself with, it makes a huge difference in your confidence and what you want in your life. So thanks again. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out your photography, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, it's just my name on all my social media. Instagram is karen.lau and my website is karenlau.com.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Karen, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Karen's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just really want to thank Karen for taking the time to share her story with us today on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you.
Not a problem. It was great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.